Good day. Welcome to Aware More Blogcast, Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness. I'm John Miller. Today's topic is a CV update. Amazing Polly at AmazingPolly.net has prepared an excellent analysis showing that the implementation of CV pandemic restrictions fits the description for nonviolent torture practices developed by Amnesty International and other sources. This includes generating fear, dependency, debility, and dread. In another video, she describes how your body could be used as a weapon against you by the medical industry. The threat of a prolonged crisis and further lockdown are setting the people up for compliance with the forthcoming offer or mandate of a horrible vaccine. For more about my opinion of vaccines, you can read the article at survivethechanges.com. Going back about 40 years of my research. Quote, if people let government decide which foods they eat and which medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. The British Psychological Society has developed a behavioral science approach for identifying options for increasing adherence to general social distancing. For the evaluation criteria for these options, they have a list that they give the acronym APEASE for acceptance, practicality, effectiveness, affordability, spillover effects, and equity. Those are the evaluation criteria for their behavioral science options for increasing adherence to social distancing. Number one, provide clear, precise, credible guidance about specific behaviors. Number two, use media to increase sense of personal threat. Three, use media to increase personal responsibility to others. Four, use media to promote positive messaging around actions. Number five, tailor the messaging. 6. Use and promote social approval for desired behaviors. 7. Consider enacting legislation to compel required behaviors. 8. Consider use of social disapproval for failure to comply. 9. Develop and mobilize adequately resourced community infrastructure, such as the contact tracers that are now being hired in multiple states for following up on the contacts had by a person that has tested positive, even though most of the tests or many of them are false positives. And number 10, provide financial and material resources to mitigate effects of measures on equity. An article on ensuring uptake of vaccines against CV in the New England Journal of Medicine, June 26, 2020, stated, one option for increasing vaccine uptake is to require it. Mandatory vaccination has proven effective in ensuring high childhood immunization rates in many high-income countries. However, except for influenza vaccination of healthcare workers, mandates have not been widely used for adults. So here are six trigger criteria for states to mandate vaccination for CV-19. 1. CV-19 is not adequately contained in the state. 2. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a CDC committee, has recommended vaccination for the groups for which a vaccine mandate is being considered. 3. The supply of vaccine is sufficient to cover the population for which a mandate is being considered. 4. Available evidence about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine has been transparently communicated. 5. The state has created infrastructure to provide access to vaccination without financial or logistic barriers, compensation to workers who have adverse effects from a required vaccine, and real-time surveillance of vaccine side effects. That was about the state creating an infrastructure for those activities. Number 6, in a time-limited evaluation, Voluntary uptake of the vaccine among high priority groups has fallen short of the level required to prevent epidemic spread. So those again were the six trigger criteria for a state to declare a vaccination mandate for the CV-19. Well, what are some of the risks of the adverse effects of DNA type vaccines? And several of the ones in development are of this type, this new type that has never been tried before, only on animals and with a lot of problems. And again, these are genetically modified ingredients. First risk, that the vaccine would be limited to protein immunogens, not useful for non-protein immunogens such as bacterial polysaccharides. That's one that I'm not too worried about. However, the rest of them are pretty serious. First, risk of affecting genes controlling cell growth. That means cancer. In other words, the genes in your body that control excessive cell growth that become cancer could be affected adversely by this vaccine, therefore making it more likely you'd have ravaging of cancer in your body. Another risk, possibility of inducing antibody production against DNA. In other words, your immune system would be prompted to go after your own DNA. That would be an autoimmune disease and a very serious one. Another risk, possibility of tolerance to the antigen, the protein produced by administering the vaccine, which is going to be driven into the cells, by the way, by electrical stimulation to make the cell walls more permeable, and it will also involve nanobots, as well as these genetically modified proteins, DNA, altered DNA. Another risk, the potential for atypical processing of bacterial and parasite proteins. So in other words, it could screw up your immune system so it will not be able to properly identify other bacteria and parasites and so forth and the toxins that they create. And finally, other serious changes of mind and body from being reprogrammed as a hybrid humanoid surf robot. Because that's basically what these vaccines are intended for, really, and for identifying you wherever you go. Here are some quotes from Rudolf Steiner, a major thinker and a spiritual teacher of the early 20th century in Europe. The Waldorf education system is based on his work in developing education. Biodynamic agriculture activity was also out of his agricultural ideas. He says this, "A way will finally be found to vaccinate bodies so that these bodies will not allow the inclination towards spiritual ideas to develop. And all their lives people will believe only in the physical world they perceive with the senses. These inoculations will influence the human body in a way that will make it refuse to give a home to the spiritual inclinations of the soul. People will be inoculated against the inclination to entertain spiritual ideas. I have told you that the spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts, in which they will be dwelling, to find a vaccine that will drive the inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls when they are very young." So you can see that the vaccines are really about something very different from protecting you from this scary virus that is also been manufactured by these technocratic tyrants. Aware More Blogcast is presented by ReallyWell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and SurviveTheChanges.com to learn more about the many challenges we are facing. Key knowledge, detoxification, a natural lifestyle, and protection from EMF fields are crucial for better health. We have superfoods like Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, flower pollen extract, herbs. All these are very important to be added to the diet, providing minerals and phytonutrient compounds that strengthen and maintain health. We also have oxygen supplement in vitamin O that is very helpful. The archives of the program are found at awaremore.com. Thank you for listening to Be Aware More. Have a good day.